Good morning. This is Akashvani and I'm Naresh Mago with World News. The headlines. Cyclone Dittwa, which claimed 69 lives in Sri Lanka, likely to reach North Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and South Andhra Pradesh tomorrow morning. India re-elected to International Maritime Organization Council for 2026-27 with highest vote tally. Rajinikanth honored and Dharmendra remembered at star-studded closing ceremony of IFFI 2025 in Goa. US President Donald Trump to cancel all executive orders and any other documents not personally signed by Joe Biden. And India beat Chile 7-0 in their opening match of FIH Men's Junior Hockey World Cup 2025 in Chennai. Sri Lanka continues to battle the escalating impact of Cyclone Dittwa, which remains active over the island. The death toll has climbed to 69, with 34 missing and more than 2,19,000 people affected across multiple districts. Heavy rainfall exceeding 300 millimetres, destructive winds reaching 90 kilometers an hour, widespread flooding and landslides have caused severe disruptions to transport, power supply and essential services. Authorities warn of more rain and strong winds as the cyclone moves north-northwest, with a forecast for heavy to very heavy rain in most adjoining regions. India has expanded its emergency assistance under Operation Sagar Bandhu. A special aircraft carrying 80 tons of health supplies received by the Sri Lanka Air Force arrived early this morning, with another flight due shortly. This follows the relief already handed over by INS Vikrant and INS Udayagiri. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed condolences and has reaffirmed India's commitment to supporting Sri Lanka as conditions deteriorate. More from our correspondent.
Rescue teams in Sri Lanka are racing against time as rising river levels and new landslide risks threaten more communities. Military boats and Indian naval helicopters from INS Vikrant are now reaching stranded families in remote areas. Disaster officials warn that major rivers, including the Kelani and Mahaveli, have reached flood alert stage. Authorities have opened 266 shelters for displaced families, activated 47 police division hotlines, and urged the public to remain alert to warnings on floods, landslides, and falling trees as adverse weather continues. Ahmed Muin Farooqi, Akashvani News, Colombo.
Cyclonic storm Dittwa is moving towards coastal Tamil Nadu after creating disaster in Sri Lanka. Presently, it is located about 80 kilometers west of the Sri Lankan coast and it is moving northwestwards with a speed of 7 kilometers an hour and is 220 kilometers southeast of Karaikal and 380 kilometers from Puducherry. Dittwa is actively pacing towards the northern coast of the state and is at 430 kilometers from south of Chennai. It is very likely to reach over southwest Bay of Bengal near North Tamil Nadu and South Andhra coast by early tomorrow morning. More from our correspondent.
Educational institutions in the coastal areas have been closed and exams have been postponed due to the cyclone Dittwa. Heavy rains have been pounding the delta districts, including Nagapattinam, Thanjavur and Tiruvarur. People living in low-lying coastal areas have been moved to safer places and are provided with food and shelter. District collectors have been instructed to keep an eye on the water levels at water bodies and also at the surge of seawater due to the cyclone. Due to adverse weather conditions, the public have been asked to stay indoors. NDRF teams have been kept ready to move in when situation requires. Warning has been given to coastal areas even as quality winds speed reaching up to 70 km per hour may become gale winds gusting up to 80 km per hour along the coast of Tamil Nadu till tomorrow. Flight services have been disrupted in Chennai. Joy, Akashvani, reporting from Chennai.
India has been re-elected to the Council of the International Maritime Organization, IMO, for 2026-27 with the highest vote tally. The council elections were held during the 34th session of IMO Assembly in London yesterday. India secured the highest number of votes in this category, comprising 10 countries with the largest interest in international seaborne trade. It received 154 out of 169 valid votes cast during the election. Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal, expressed delight on the achievement, saying it is a proud moment for India's maritime sector. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. The star-studded closing ceremony of the 56th International Film Festival of India, IFFI, on Friday ended on a high note, with superstar Rajinikanth being honoured with a Lifetime Achievement Award for his 50 years in cinema. Rajinikanth was honoured by Goa Chief Minister Pramod Sawant with a shawl and a memento at the closing ceremony of IFFI. The icons of Indian film industry remembered towering personalities who passed away this year, including Dharmendra, Kamini Kaushal, Sulakshana Pandit and Satish Shah. Our correspondent has filed this report.
Curtains descended on IFFI 2025 with a glittering closing ceremony last night. Chief Minister Pramod Sawant paid tributes to the he-man of Indian cinema, Dharmendra. The stage shone like a galaxy of colourful stars, quite literally, when Rajinikanth was felicitated for his contribution to Indian cinema through 50 years. Another big surprise for everyone was Ranveer Singh's captivating and energetic presence on the stage. The Golden Peacock for the Best Feature Film at IFFI 2025 was backed by Ashley Mayfair's Skin of Youth. The Vietnamese drama follows the precarious lives of San and Nam and their struggle for love and identity in 1990s Saigon. The Silver Peacock for Best Director of a Feature Film was awarded to Santosh Dhavakar for Gondhal. Akinola Davis Jr. won the Special Jury Award for his movie My Father's Shadow. Upima Rios bagged the award for Best Actor Male, while Hyara Sophia Ostan won the Best Actor Female for Little Trouble Girls. Silver Peacock for Best Debut Feature Film was jointly awarded to Hisham Farahman's My Daughter's Hair and Tony Spill's Frank. The prestigious ICFT UNESCO Gandhi Medal went to the movie Safe House, directed by Eric Swanson, recognizing the director's unique artistic story. Some other notable awards that were given during the award ceremony last night were Best Debut Director for Indian Feature Film to Karan Singh Tyagi for his critically acclaimed film Kesari 2 and OTT Best Indian Panorama Award to Bandish Bandits 2. The ceremony marked a memorable end to the festival, celebrating creativity, innovation and the enduring spirit of filmmaking. And even though IFFI 2025 has ended, keep celebrating the magic of cinema. With Adarshan Nikhil, Saira Mujtaba from IFFI, Goa.
U.S. President Donald Trump yesterday on Truth Social said he's cancelling all executive orders and any other documents that were not personally signed by Joe Biden. Trump argued that many documents from Biden's presidency were signed using an auto pen, a tool that automatically places the president's signature on papers. In his post, Trump said that the auto pen cannot be used unless the president gives a direct approval. Trump also wrote that Biden's aides took the presidency away from him by using the auto pen. Former U.S. President Joe Biden has repeatedly denied the accusations that he didn't make his own decisions while in office. Moving on to sports in hockey, India registered a commanding 7-0 win over Chile in their first Pool B match of Men's FIH Hockey Junior World Cup 2025 yesterday at the Mayor Radhakrishnan Stadium in Chennai. India, along with defending champions Germany, Argentina and Belgium, all opened their campaigns with victories. The Under-21 tournament is conducted across two cities, Chennai and Madurai. India have named an 18-member squad for the hockey tournament, with defender Rohit appointed as the captain. Two-time Olympic bronze medalist P.R. Suresh is the coach of the Indian junior hockey team. India is in Pool B along with Chile, Oman and Switzerland. India have won the Junior Hockey World Cup twice. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Cyclone Ditwa, which claimed 69 lives in Sri Lanka, likely to reach North Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and South Andhra Pradesh tomorrow morning. India re-elected to International Maritime Organization Council for 2026-27 with highest vote tally. Rajinikanth honoured and Dharmendra remembered at star-studded closing ceremony of IFFI 2025 in Goa. U.S. President Donald Trump to cancel all executive orders and any other documents not personally signed by Joe Biden. And India beat Chile 7-0 in their opening match of FIH Men's Junior Hockey World Cup 2025 in Chennai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.